Now then, I'm Mike Harding, here with another hour and a lot of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music, and the more astute amongst you will have noticed that that is not our usual signature tune. That was, in fact, the Moulin Douve, which I think means the Black Mill, and it's from the Chairs album Hunka. And I'm playing that because they're from the Orkney Islands, and at the end of this month there's going to be a fabulous folk festival in the Orkneys. That's the last weekend, that's the bank holiday weekend, the last weekend in May. It's going to be an absolute cracker. On the bill, together with the Chair, are Lynch, Julie Fowlis, Liz Carroll, the Wrigley Sisters, and Rob Heron and the Teapad Orchestra, amongst many, many others. And the reason I started with that track is because this show is devoted entirely to folk festivals this coming summer. Apologies to people listening in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the west of Ireland, and South Africa, because I realise that this won't mean a lot, apart from being, of course, loads of great music. But I did put up on my Facebook page that I was interested in what festivals people were going to and what they were looking forward to seeing. We only had one person write in who's going to a festival in America. The rest of them are in the British Isles. John Owen wrote in and said, I'm looking forward very much to going to the 12th Wirral Folk Festival. The headliners are Ralph McTell, Eddie Reader, Oyster Band, Jeslo and the Bad Pennies, Heidi Talbot, Joe Topping, Flossie Malaviali. There's more than 100 performers in all. That's the 2nd to the 5th of June 2016. That's Thursday the 2nd to Sunday the 5th. Well, I'm going to play you a track from the new Oyster Band double album, The Best of Oyster Band, which is called This House Will Stand. And this, I think, is just an absolutely stunning song. Listen closely to the lyrics. This is brilliant. Oyster Band with I Built This House.
I paid my dues. My family holds to tall. When the crash came, they came with their hired hands, and they took it all. My anger knows no bounds, but I hold it deep inside. My love for this place stops my fist as it starts to rise. I built this house, the work of my own two hands. Let the wind blow. This house will stand. I found my home, the dream of a working man. Let the wind blow, this house will stand. New shadows cast their spell. The world looks different now. I work at a breathless pace. I keep my head, but I don't know how. Great towers reach the sky, dwarf me in their shadow. Effigies and monuments that grow so high, keep us low. I built this house, the work of my own two hands. Let the wind blow, this house will stand. I found my home, the dream of a working man. Let the wind blow, this house will stand. This house with tears and laughter sound. We can build a life together if we stand our ground. I built this house, the work of my own two hands. Let the wind blow, this house will stand. I found my home, the dream of a working man. Let the wind blow, this house will stand.
cracking track. That's from the album The Best of Oyster Band, 1998 to 2015, This House Will Stand. That's the name of the album, but that track was called I Built This House. Great bit of songwriting. Superb. Now, Amy Peters wrote to say, we've got our camper van and are heading off to a few festivals over the summer, but mostly we're looking forward to our week at Sidmouth. Been gone for 10 years now, and it just gets better and better. We're particularly looking forward to seeing Lynch there. We've loved them ever since the first time we heard them on your show. You must have been one of the first people to play them. Well, I think actually I was the first person to play them in this country, but I don't know. I think they're absolutely, totally wonderful, and it's great to see them booked at so many festivals this summer from their album Cold Old Fire. Here are the Dublin band who are going to take Sidmouth by storm, I know, with an old Irish street ballad, Salonica.
lives in Salonika. I wonder if he's dead. I wonder if he knows he has a kid with a boxy head. So right away, so right away, so right away, Salonika, right away, me soldier boy.
Great stuff. That's Salonika from Lynch's album Cold Old Fire. They're appearing at Sidmouth, which takes place from July the 29th to August the 5th, and appearing with Lynch, amongst others, Sharon Shannon Band, Shaw of Hands, Martin Simpson and Don Flemons, the Watershed Band, featuring Phil Henry and Hannah Martin, Catherine Roberts and Sean Lakeman, Robin Dransfield. That's going to be something to look forward to. It's a long while since I saw Robin playing live on stage. Robin, of course, and his brother Barry were two of the guys who kicked off the second wave of the folk revival amongst those youngsters. So that's certainly something well worth checking out. Now, Linda Kelly said, I'm going to Saddleworth in July. It's a small, friendly, perfectly formed festival in the Pennines. It's run by the amazing Ali O'Brien. On the bill are the Wilson family, Pete Coe, the Hot People, Pilgrim's Way and loads more. It takes place from July the 15th to the 17th and it only costs £40. Well, just to give you a taste of the Saddleworth Folk Festival, here's a group that I saw tearing them apart at the recent Costa del Folk Festival in Mallorca. It's the Wilson family with the traditional Northumbrian song, Biker Hill.
If I had angled a penny, I would have angled a jill. I would make the piper play the bonny lass of Biker Hill. Biker Hill and Walker Shaw, call you lads forevermore. Biker Hill and Walker Shaw, call you lads forevermore.
The pitman and the keelman trim,
they drink bumble made from gin.
Then to dance they do begin to the tune of the Elsie Marley. Biker Hill and Walker Shaw, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and Walker Shaw, call your lads forevermore.
When first I went down to the dirt, I had no coat nor no pitcher.
But now I've gotten two or three, Walker Pitt's done well by me. Biker Hill and Walker Shaw, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and Walker Shaw, call your lads forevermore. Geordie Charlton, he had a pig, he hit it with a shovel and he danced a jig. All the way to the Walker Shaw, to the tune of the Elsie Marley. Biker Hill and Walker Shaw, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and Walker Shaw, call your lads forevermore.
The Wilson family there from the Wilson family album with the traditional Geordie anthem, Biker Hill. Now, some of the people posted up quite lengthy explanations about where they were going and who they were going to see or looking forward to seeing, and some were quite small. And this is one of the little ones from Heather McIntosh. She just says, it's got to be Cambridge Folk Festival. I'm looking forward to seeing Blazing Fiddles because one of the fiddle teachers at the Glasgow Fiddle Workshop is in the band. Here's Blazing Fiddles with something which I suppose is self-explanatory. The lads like beer.
Thank you.
plays and fiddles there with the lads like beer. That's from their album 6. What a beautiful, tight and swinging piece of music that was. They certainly are blazing, those fiddlers. Good stuff. They're at Cambridge Folk Festival, which takes place from the 28th to the 31st of July. I'm not going to read out a whole list of names of people who are appearing at these places, because you can check it all out by going to the websites. Now, Ian Ralph Hookin said he's going to go to Fairport's Crub Ready Convention Festival, and he's really looking forward to Hayseed Dixie and Ralph McTell, which gives me a great excuse to play a track of Ralph's, which is a personal favourite of mine. It's called Zig Zag Line, and Ralph wrote it after he'd taken his son on a walk up a mountain and realised that instead of going straight up it, the easiest way was to actually make a zigzag line and go up it slowly, a little bit at a time. And it's also, of course, about more than climbing mountains. It's about getting on with people and doing stuff. Ralph McTell is a national treasure, if ever there was one.
Me and my son, a hill we climb, so steep we took a zigzag line, and it was such a long, 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 long and a happy climb, that zigzag line. Sometimes when I'd feel him slip, he would just increase his grip a bit upon my hand. Me and my son on top of a hill, breathing hard in the air so still. It was such a long, 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 long and a happy climb, that zigzag line. He looked at me and I looked at him, both of us began to grin, you know, we laughed out loud. We gathered stones and built a ring big enough to dance around in. And it was such a long, 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 long and a happy climb, that zigzag line. Him and me, oh, way up high, building circles in the sky, hollering song.
Zigzag Line, Ralph McTell, from his album Easy. And Ralph is one of the many acts at Crop Ready Festival, which takes place from the 11th to the 13th of August. Crop Ready, of course, run by Fairport Convention, and they always finish off on Sunday with a great cricket match. It is a wonderful, wonderful festival. Details, as I said before, you can find on the websites. Now, Frank Wigglesworth said he's going to Chester. It's a great festival, he says, very friendly, and all local venues. He's also going to try Shrewsbury for the first time. Well, Chester takes place from Friday the 27th till Monday the 30th of May. Like the Orkney Folk Festival, it's a spring bank holiday weekend festival, which takes place, in the case of Chester, in the village of Kelsall, nearby that city. Melrose Quartet, Nancy Kerr, James Fagan, the Wilson family, Kelly Oliver, Josiane Clarke, Bill Caddick, loads of people, including this lad, the Bing Crosby of Barnsley, Dave Burland.
The water is wide, I cannot cross over. Neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and both shall go, my love and I. Love is gentle and love is kind, the sweetest flower when first it's new. But love grows old and waxes cold and fades away like morning dew. That sails the sea, she's loaded deep as deep can be, but not as deep as this love I have. I know not how I
who's at Chester Folk Festival this year with The Water Is Wide. That's from his album Rollin'. Now, Glastonbury takes place from the 22nd to the 26th of June, and John Blackburn's going there. He says, got a ticket for Glastonbury this year. He says the Portraits and Shorevans are two bands he'll certainly not be missing. Well, here's one of the hardest working bands on the planet, Shorevans, with The Galway Farmer. A great story, this. I love it. This man must be the only bloke ever to get his money out of the bookies.
I work my days on a Galway farm, in the sun and rain, wind and storm. But once a year I'll chance my arm and cross the sea to England. I'll scrimp and save £2,000, spend the week in Cheltenham town. But the racing over, always down, I come back poor from England. I dream one night before I left, a coal black mare with a white star chest, cross the line and beat the rest. I came back rich to Galway, rose day, thinking, wondering all the way. Lady love, if you come to stay, or steal away. Cheltenham town, Irish faces all around. No bed, no mattress to be found. I slept on the hillside, spent 3 days at the viewing ring. Saw the horses they let in, and just when I was giving in, I stood and stared in wonder. With stamping hooves and steaming breath, a coal black mare with a white star chest. I ran my finger down, match the name and number. Lady luck had come halfway. The horse's name was Galway Bay. 20-1 the odds that day. I went to make my wager. £2,000, held it high and slapped it down. The bookie smiled but made no sound. I knew what he was thinking. I was the biggest loser in the land. With a pounding heart, a shaking hand, I made my way up to the stand as the horses came to order. But at the first, she nearly fell. And I accursed my farmer's luck to hell. The second and third she took quite well, but way behind the leaders. Then moving sweetly from the back, she found the rails, caught the pack. 10 to go and from the track, the hooves were drumming thunder. Across the sea to England. Cause Lady Luck was mine that day. I held her close, went my way, raised the glass to Galway Bay and the dreams of a Galway farmer. I've won.
Albion Morris, Mr. Ian Cutler.
great bit of storytelling there. I love the way that the tension builds and builds and builds until finally the Galway farmer wins his money and gets across to Ireland safely before the bookies can rip it out of his hands. Now, Robert Henderson's going to Warwick Folk Festival. He's looking forward to seeing the Unthanks and Shore of Hands. And Sue Sanders said she's going to Warwick too, which takes place from the 21st to the 22nd of July. She says, and I quote, "A chance to spend a long weekend with friends and wonderful music, which is special for me after several months of not being able to go out and play or sing or listen due to going through chemo." Well, I'm glad that you recovered, Sue, and you're looking forward, as you say, to Shore of Hands, Tom McConville, Bob Fox, Le Vent du Nord, they're fantastic, Mike McGoldrick, and this lass, Faye Heald. Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party, and here she is from the album Old Adam, with a beautiful version of the Tom Waits song The Briar and the Rose.
I fell asleep down by a stream, and then I had the strangest dream. And down by Brennan's glen there grows a briar and a rose. There's a tree in the forest, I know.
Cracking version of the Tom Waits song The Briar and the Rose, and that's from her album Old Adam. And Faye's just one of the many people appearing at Warwick Folk Festival this summer. Now, somebody who just signed herself Sue says, we're looking forward to the Tanhill Folk and Roots weekend on June the 3rd and 4th with Winter Wilson, Something Nasty in the Woodshed, that's a great name for a band, and Flossie Malaviali. Well, if you don't know Tanhill, it's the highest pub in the whole of England. It gets snowed up usually round about Christmas time, and sometimes it's still snowed up at Easter. But in the middle of summer, there's no threat of snow whatsoever. And it's going to be a fabulous weekend in what is a brilliant, brilliant pub. Flossie Malaviali is one of my favourite singers ever, and from her album The Tour Collection, this is her version of the Jacques Brel song Amsterdam. She's singing in her native French, which is probably a good thing for all those people in Australia listening early in the morning, because since this is a song about sailors and the port of Amsterdam, there's a bit of language in it.
Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui chantent les rêves qui les hantent au large d'Amsterdam. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui dorment comme des oriflammes le long des berges mornes. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui meurent pleins de bières et de drames aux premières lueurs. Mais dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui naissent dans la chaleur épaisse des longueurs océanes. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui mangent sur des nappes trop blanches des poissons ruisselants. Ils vous montrent des dents à croquer la fortune, à décroisser la lune, à bouffer des haubans. Et ça sent la morue jusque dans le cœur des frites que leurs grosses mains invitent à revenir en pluie, puis se lèvent en riant dans un bruit de tempête, referment leurs braguettes et sortent en rotant. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui dansent en se frottant la panse sur la panse des femmes. Et ils tournent, ils dansent comme des soleils crachés dans le son déchiré d'un accordéon rance. Ils se tordent le cou pour mieux s'entendre rire jusqu'à ce que tout à coup l'accordéon expire. Alors le geste grave, alors le regard est fier, ils ramènent leur patave jusqu'en pleine lumière. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y a des marins qui boivent et qui boivent et reboivent et qui reboivent encore. Ils boivent à la santé des putains d'Amsterdam, de Hambourg ou d'ailleurs. Enfin, ils boivent aux dames qui leur donnent leur joli corps, qui leur donnent leur vertu pour une pièce en or. Et quand ils ont bien bu, se plantent le thé au ciel, se mouchent dans les étoiles et ils pissent comme je pleure sur les femmes infidèles. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, dans le port d'Amsterdam.
That comes from a cracking album called The Tour Collection, and it's Flossie Malaviali with her version of the great Jacques Brel classic Amsterdam. Wonderful stuff. And Flossie is at that terrific pub at the Tanhill this summer for their folk weekend. Now, John Simmons just wrote very succinctly, Towersy for me, does it every time. Looking forward to seeing the Tom Robinson Band, Kate Rusby, Holy Moly and the Crackers, Chris Drever and Ian Carr, Lynched, and in particular, Edward II. Well, if you don't know who Edward II are, they started off as a Cayley band and have ended up as being a Cayley reggae band. Hard to explain, really, but it's pretty obvious when you have a listen.
dashing away. She stole my heart away.
Well, my mum sang that song, but it was nothing like that when she sang it, Dashing Away with a Smoothing Iron. That was Dashing Away from Edward II, and it's from the album Wicked Men, and they're at the Great Towersey Festival this summer, which takes place from the 26th to the 29th of August. And this year, I really am hoping to be able to get down there, because it's years and years and years since I went, and Molly, my campervan, wants to go down and have a look. Now, Phil Myers is going down to Shrewsbury Festival. He says he's looking forward to seeing Eliza Carthy, Karen Matheson, Dervish, Andy Irvine, and having some fish and chips and a few burgers and constructive conversation with Glenn and Chris and the staff at the fabulous Moor and Coast food tent. Well, amongst that lineup he mentioned was Eliza Carthy, and this is one of my favourite tracks of hers from the album Anglicana. This is Little Gypsy Girl.
My fire is the king of the gypsies, it is true. My moor, the seal, learned me some camping for to do. They put the pack all on my back, they all did wish me well. So I set off for London town, some fortunes for to tell. Some young squire I chanced it for to me. He viewed my brown cheeks and he liked them so well. He says, my little gypsy girl, can you my fortune tell?
Thank you.
Little Gypsy Girl there from Eliza Carthy's album Anglicana, and Eliza Carthy just one of the many acts at Shrewsbury Folk Festival. Now, Stuart Hargreaves is going off to Shrewsbury as well there. He's a volunteer for the first time. Says he's really looking forward to it and hopes that his shifts don't clash with Edward II and Eliza Carthy's appearances. He also says he's off to the Bearded Theory Festival in a couple of weeks' time. That takes place at the end of May, the May Bank holiday again. Also going to the Bearded Theory Festival is Graham Newton, who's looking forward to seeing Billy Bragg, Attila the Stockbroker, Doozer MacDooz, and the Bar Steward Sons of Val Dunican. Now, the Bar Steward Sons of Val Dunican are one of the hardest working bands on the planet. Like Show of Hands, they seem to be constantly on tour. This summer alone, they're working something like 15 festivals, including the Bearded Theory, Doncaster Festival, Barnsley Festival, Redcar, Nottingham, Coventry, supporting the Levellers, and Settle Festival in September, and they go right through to October, finishing off, as far as I can see on the list, at the Boston Days Festival in Bilston, Nottinghamshire. Well, the Bearded Theory Festival takes place at Caton Hall in South Derbyshire, and like I say, it's over the May Bank holiday. I've got a great track from the Bar Steward Sons of Val Dunican called Festival Heroes, but I'm going to save that till next week because it needs a little bit of explanation. I need to talk about it, and I don't want to do that right now. What I want to do right now is play a track from an earlier album called Colonel Kipper's Barnsley Trades Club Turn, and apparently this was the original version that the Beatles wrote of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. You can hear the similarity. It runs through it like the word Blackpool runs through a stick of peppermint rock.
It were a couple of years ago today, Corporal Kipper got locked away, and it's never really been in style, but he's guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you know for all these years, Corporal Kipper's Barnsley Trades Club Turn. It's Corporal Kipper's Barnsley Trades Club Turn, the greatest karaoke king. Corporal Kipper's Barnsley Trades Club Turn, you'll love him cause he loves to sing. Corporal Kipper's Barnsley, Corporal Kipper's Barnsley, Corporal Kipper's Barnsley Trades Club Turn. It's champion to city, it certainly is grand. You're such a lovely audience, I love to sing in public, but I can't cause I'm on remand. I don't really want to stop the show, but I thought you might like to know that some lads are gonna sing a song, and we want you all to sing along. So let me introduce to you the one and only Bar Steward Sons with Corporal Kipper's Barnsley Trades Club Turn.
And they left the stage to rapturous applause. That was the Bar Steward Sons of Val Dunican with Corporal Kipper's Barnsley Trades Club Turn. And that's from their album Miscellaneous. Great band. And they're also appearing, as I think you might have gathered from the list of festivals I read out, at Settle Free Folk Festival on the first weekend in September. Now, Martin Purdy is one of the members of that great band, Harp and a Monkey, and he wrote to say, this is our first time at the Village Pump Festival and it looks great. We're doing two different sets on the Saturday and the Sunday. The festival takes place, by the way, from the 22nd to the 24th of July, and on it this year there's Andy Kershaw, Phil Henry and Anna Martin, Martha Tilston, The Proclaimers, Lynched, again Keston Cobblers Club, Steve Tilston, Reg Muros, and as Martin points out, one of my favourite bands ever, harp and a monkey. If you don't know their stuff, check them out on the website. Really interesting. Three guys who challenged themselves to pick up instruments they'd never played before and make an album. And they did. And they've gone on making albums and making great music and writing some fabulous songs, including this one. Absent Father, brackets, letter from a Falklands veteran, close brackets.
Now Thierry did for me, but I couldn't do much for you. I left you with a loving mum, and when she died I know I should have come. The truth is I was on the run from the things that I had done. That's 2 years more than Jesus survived. I stole a car and I drove it far, but I couldn't outdrive my life.
Absent Father, letter from a Falklands veteran from Harp and a Monkey's eponymous album. And they're at the Village Pump Festival this coming July. Now, Tim Fellows wrote in and said, the Rusbys Underneath the Stars Festival, I'm really looking forward to, in particular, to seeing Blair Dunlop, Dervish, Declan O'Rourke, Kate Rusby herself, and the brilliant Damien O'Kane. Well, the Underneath the Stars Festival takes place at the Cannon Hall Farm, Barnsley, on the 22nd to the 24th of July. And this is Damien O'Kane singing a song from his album Summer Hill. I had no idea this guy was a singer. I just thought he was one of the world's greatest banjo players ever until I heard this album, which is simply stunning. Here's Damien O'Kane with The Strands of McGilligan.
You I'm a stranger in this country, from America I came. There's few in it knows me or can tell my name. And here among strangers I will stay for a while. For the sake of my darling I'll go many a mile. The strand of McGilligan divide into parts, where young men and maidens they meet their sweethearts. They will take no denial, we must dance and sing. And the sound of the fiddle, oh, it makes my heart ring.
Absolutely brilliant. Every time I listen to that, I never fail to be amazed at the guy. Not just a virtuoso banjo player, one of the best on the planet, but also a beautiful singer. And he writes some very interesting songs. That, though, was the traditional Strands of McGilligan. That's from the album Summer Hill. And it was Damien O'Kane, who's at the Underneath the Stars Festival this summer. Now, Barfest, B-double-A, as in sheep, Barfest, is a new one to me. Lee Van Roth wrote, Barfest for me again this year. Great festival, just big enough. I'm looking forward to the India Electric Company in particular. As always, with these festivals, it's as much about discovering a new favourite act as it is about seeing who you originally went to see. And he goes on, coincidentally enough, to say the amazing Damien O'Kane at Barfest 2015 being an example. Keep your eyes and ears open, you never know what you might find. Well, Barfest, B-A-A Fest, is Bellingham All Acoustic Music Festival. Bellingham up there in the Pennines, not far from Teesside. Bellingham I remember particularly because it's on the Pennine Way. And when I did the Pennine Way years ago, north to south, I went through Bellingham. At the festival this year, Elbow Jane, Spike Drivers, the Hayes Sisters, Brothers Gillespie and these lads, Rob Heron and the Teapad Orchestra. From their album Talk About the Weather, here's one of my favourite bands with High Speed Train, and it just might be about HS2 and the waste of a lot of money to get people in Birmingham 10 minutes faster. And without insulting the people of Birmingham, who wants to be anywhere 10 minutes faster?
Thank you. Birmingham. Don't need no high-speed train all the way from London to Birmingham. Well, 'cause I'm gonna take my time and unwind like everybody can. Hey, Mr. Brakeman, put on the brakes and take it slow.
Stuff. Well, Barfest takes place from the 9th to the 11th of September, and Rob Heron and the Teapot Orchestra is just one of the acts that's going to be up there in Bellingham. Barfest. Now, Jim McVeigh is the one person who wrote about a festival outside the British Isles. Jim writes to say, Mikhail, which is my name in Irish, I'll be going to the Great Dublin, Ohio Irish Festival in August. Sure, God love me, I'll be reading from and hawking my wee book, The Ballad of Farty McPhee, and looking forward to hearing Wee Banjo 3, Socks in the Frying Pan, Soulless, Gaelic Storm, and these two lads, Tim Eady and Brendan Power. Well, Jim McVeigh, good luck with your book over there across the pond, The Ballad of Farty McPhee. I'd love to read it myself. This is Tim Eady and Brendan Power, who are appearing in the Dublin, Ohio, and not the Dublin Ireland Festival. This is Tim and Brendan with a pair of tunes called the O'Carolan Tune and the Connachtman's Rambles. And when the tune's finished, I'll tell you the real title of the first one. But first of all, here's two of the world's greatest performers ever with a classic piece of music. It's beautiful the way those two lads just interweave the strands of the music and make something purely magical and beautiful out of it. Like I say, I believe sincerely that they are two of the greatest musicians on the planet, Brendan Power and Tim Eadie, from their album Wriggle and Writhe. The last tune was called The Connachtman's Rambles, and the first one, which they call simply O'Carolan tune, is in fact Planxty Madam Maxwell. It was written by the great Turlock O'Carolan, but it is a Planxty, and it's Madam Maxwell. The only reason I know that is that we play it in our little band, the William Small Small Orchestra. Brendan and Tim are at Dublin Irish USA Festival in Dublin, Ohio. Don't go to Dublin, Ireland, looking out for them, because they won't be there. Not in August, anyway. Now, there are so many festivals, hundreds and hundreds of them over the summer, which says a lot for the actual health of folk music in these islands and beyond. John Bailey wrote in to say, "I'm not travelling too far. I'm going to settle. The young'uns are calling." And Mike Farrington says, "We can't go to many festivals as we'd like, but we'll be going to our great little local festivals, such as Ingleton Folk Festival in the Yorkshire Dales, but we're very much looking forward to seeing the fantastic Young'uns and the Demon Barbers Roadshow at the Settle Free Folk Festival." Well, I'll tell you more about Settle Folk Festival later on in the summer. It is a free folk festival. We've all raised the money through raffles and Kayleys and various other things, and we've got enough to pay all the artists and some expenses as well, and the tickets are free. The Young'uns and the Demon Barbers are headlining, but there's loads of other people, including the Bar Steward Sons of Valdunican, Rosie and Karen, Michelle Holding and Bonds, and Jan Tantether. So it's going to be a fabulous weekend. Well, like I say, I'll tell you more about that as the summer progresses. Well, the Young'uns, like I say, are appearing at Settle, but they're also appearing at Sidmouth and Towersey as well. Here they are, the BBC Radio 2 Folk Award winners, from their album Another Man's Ground, with the great song Tom Paine's Bones, about the great intellectual, socialist and philosopher who was pretty much behind the whole constitution of the USA, but who died in obscurity and whose bones somehow got lost.
As I dreamed out one evening by a river of discontent, I bumped straight into old Tom Paine as running down the road he went. He said, "I can't talk now, son. King George is after me, and he'll have a rope around my throat and hang me on the Liberty Tree. But I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I only talked about freedom and justice for everyone, but ever since the very first word I spoke, I've been looking down the barrel of a gun. They say I preached revolution. Let me say in my defence that all I did wherever I went was talk a lot of common sense. And I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Old Tom Paine, he ran so fast, he left me standing still. And then I was, a piece of paper in my hand, standing at the top of the hill. It said, "This is the age of reason, these are the rights of man. No religion, no monarchy, it was all in Tom Paine's plan." And I'll dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Old Tom Paine, where does he lie?
No one laughs and no one cries.
Where he's gone and how he fares,
no one knows and no one cares. But I will dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones,
Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones.
Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Great song there. That's from the album Another Man's Ground. The Young'uns there. Deserved winners at this year's BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. Just got time for one more track. I'm playing this one for Andrew Morby, who's going to finish off this listener's preview of the folk festivals of these islands for us. He's off to the beautiful Days Festival, and he's looking forward to seeing the Levellers, the Bar Steward Sons of Val Duinican, there they are again, Seth Lakeman, Shaw of Hands, John Otway, the Unthanks, Three Daft Monkeys, Attila the Stockbroker, and the Afro-Celt Sound System. Well, Beautiful Days is a music festival that takes place August the 19th to the 21st near Ottery St Mary in Devon, a place very dear to my heart because it's where my dad was born and brought up. The festival is organised by the band The Levellers and was first held apparently in 2003, so it's going strong. I mentioned the Afro-Celt Sound System, and I'm going to finish with them now, with a track called Desert Billy from their new album, The Source. And there's going to be no signature tune after this, because this is such a great piece of music that to play a signature tune afterwards would be desecration. Don't forget, please spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. See you somewhere along the line at one or more of this summer's festivals. Hopefully, fingers crossed, I shall be there in Molly, me orange and white VW camper van with a bottle of wine in the fridge and some nibbles and me banjo in the back. Look after yourselves, mind how you go, because it's a tough old world out there and it ain't getting any easier. Ta-ra.